fundamentalist cult leader Warren Jeffs was sent to prison a decade ago for transgressions he committed as head of the Mormon Fundamentalist Church of the Latter-day Saints, the FLDS. It was believed his domination over a community of intensely faithful followers had finally ended. Jeffs' plural marriages and the sexual bondage he inflicted on young women may have ended with a prison sentence, but Jeffs' less familiar family business and global corporate ventures not only survived, they have grown while he was behind bars.
You need to be perfectly obedient to all the church leaders, and you know that is what they beat into us every single day of our lives. Anyone that stepped outside of the bounds of what he set for everyone, we were targeted.
Sam Brower is a private investigator who spent nearly a decade investigating FLDS leader Warren Jeffs. He wrote about the investigation for his book, Prophets Pray. And that investigation has become a documentary film produced and directed by Amy Berg. Brower explains how Jeffs commands his flock to function like a smiling army who bid low for business contracts and simply won't back down.
One of their main mantras is, you know, keep sweet no matter what. And Warren Jeffs is anything but sweet. He's a child molester. He's a child rapist. You know, he does all the same things as a mob boss does, just in a different way. He just uses his religious tenets to hook the people, and he's able to pull off his crimes and illegal activity.
When did you first begin to understand that Warren Jeffs was more like a mob boss than a traditional charismatic religious leader?
Well, when I first started, it was kind of a simple investigation, but I started delving more into the business aspects of it and how he operated and who was running what and what the businesses were. And I started tracing down shelf corporations, shell corporations, and seeing how that CEOs and presidents and officers of these corporations are also intermingled with the city governments and with the marshal's office, and how they all just kind of intertwine. I mean, it's so complex, it's really hard to make the connections. They've really done a good job of making it hard to trace.
Who are Warren Jeff's workers, and what do they make?
They are children. I mean, he uses the children that are his followers to harvest pecans and lay concrete and build massive structures. And, I mean, some of them are 7-8-year-old kids.
And what products might a listener have used that could have come from this, you know, huge venture?
Military bases all over the country have been upgraded, infrastructure remodeled and redone through FLDS corporations. The gun parts for North American Arms are made or were made by FLDS companies. The Salt Lake Tribune did a story and counted about 70 different Walmarts that hired a company called Phase Concrete, an FLDS company. And each one of those jobs is worth between $3 and $4 million. So we're talking millions of dollars a month coming into their coffers. And the thing is, just like any mob or organized crime syndicate, they have the best, most unscrupulous attorneys money can buy that protect them and insulate them from the rest of the world, and they're able to pull that off.
Jeffs is behind bars. He was unable, I mean, you had no access to him. Is he out of business, Amy?
He's more powerful in prison than he was on the outside. And the longer he stays in prison, the more his followers believe that everything he says in his prophecies is actually true, that he has been taken away.
What control does he have inside of a prison?
I mean, it's blind faith. He continues to issue prophecies. His brothers are afraid of him, and because if there is a dissension between the brothers, then Warren might pull the plug on the whole operation and possibly order a mass suicide. So there is this massive fear in the community.
What's the response of people who have used these corporations to the tactics and the possibility that they might have been duped in some way?
Government entities have responded by saying, well, they're low bidder. And, you know, we have certain procedures and they qualified. They're able to get all the insurance they need and licensing they need, and they were the low bidder, so we used them. And, of course, they sneak child labor in. They use it every possible way they can. And they may not be right there on the job site, but maybe they're driving trucks somewhere or they're doing things in the background. But, you know, there really hasn't been much of a backlash to the end users.
What did the children of Warren Jeffs grow up to be?
Well, many of them have left in the recent years, but the blind faith continues as they get older and they have more children, and it's a cycle.
And what did you see in the characters that you were able to observe?
I saw people that are really trying to integrate into modern society, but they have this kind of they feel judged. They're between two worlds in a way. So it's a long process, I think, for somebody to recover from all the brainwashing that, and all the things that they've been party to.
Is he growing or shrinking, his operation?
I would say neither one. He's morphing his operation. He's divided the church into two different groups now. One's called the United Order. The other one we just call the Repentance Church. You know, it kind of creates this competition. So when it comes to, say, a mass suicide or something like that, each one is trying to outdo the other to prove their loyalty and their obedience.
Sam Brower and Amy Berg, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam Brower spent nearly a decade investigating FLDS leader Warren Jeffs, and Amy Berg is the director of Prophets Pray, a new documentary based on Brower's book. Prophets Pray is in theaters today.